Eric Schertzing. He is the Ingham County Treasurer. I'm not sure if anyone has been working harder to try and get folks into homes to help the county refurbish homes. He and his team and Ingham County officials have been working hard on this prospect. Eric, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great.
Well, tell me about the auction that was held yesterday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Lansing Center. It was the county's largest ever. You told me there's auctions are good and they're bad and the same. Tell me about your day yesterday.
Well, you know, we did have a good turnout. Over 100 bidders were in the audience. You know, so some of them were investors that will fix up the properties and rent out, but we also had some neighbors and some folks looking for a home to live in that showed up and were successful bidders. So, on balance, I'm very pleased with it.
All right. How many properties did you have up for sale?
We ended up with 69 bid items, and almost half of them, 34 of those, sold. Everything from, you know, vacant land for $1,000 to a commercial property in Lansing Township for $78,000.
I saw in some information that you had sent me yesterday that there were properties for as low as $1,000, ranging up way beyond that. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, so that is the range with vacant properties on homes, on structures that people can fix up and live in or rent out. Sale prices went from $5,000 to $28,000. And we did have several, you know, homes, as I had talked about, where you really could, for a very reasonable amount of money, fix it up, clean it up, and be able to move in 30 days.
How much money did the county take in?
Well, you know, it ends up, as long as we can get all those closed, you know, of course, one of the risks you have with auctions is some people don't want to always go through with it. They get caught up in the moment. But if all of the folks settle up, it'll be about $380,000.
Now, how many properties were your goal to sell, and how much did you hope to bring in?
Well, you know, that's pretty good at an auction if you can sell half. I think there were certainly a few other properties that might have sold. You know, the challenge is always getting the neighbors and the interested parties in the community to show up on auction day. You know, there were a couple of commercial properties that I thought we might have had some interest. We had people talking to us before the auction. So I'm pleased where it came in. We could have brought in a little bit more, but, you know, we easily could have brought in a lot less. Auctions often have, you know, 10 or 20% sales rate, and we were at almost 50%.
Eric, I'm sure getting this number is probably an impossibility, but I can only imagine that just taking into what you sold, if all that closes, it's a significant amount of tax money that's going to come in. And of all those 69 properties, if you can get more of those sold, I can only imagine that's going to help the county out financially a great deal.
Well, you know, it really matters to all of the different taxing authorities, because as county treasurer, I've already gone to Wall Street and borrowed all the delinquent taxes and made everybody whole as taxing authorities. So the more revenue we can generate at the auction, the less chargebacks that we have to make, which will hit folks' budget. But, you know, there's a lot of houses on the list which are going to have to be demolished and stuff. So, unfortunately, because of the economic times and the housing situation, there's still going to be considerable chargebacks, but yesterday helped make, you know, the situation better rather than worse.
Right. You sound, your tone seems like you're a little disappointed, like you were hoping for more.
Well, no, you know, the most weighty day of my life as the county treasurer is the tax foreclosure day. You know, bad things have happened when people lose their property. Then we go about trying to make some, you know, some good stuff come out of it, and we did. But the bottom line is still for the process, for me as the individual administering it. You know, it's a heavy, weighty process that has a lot of, you know, a lot of personal grief caught up in it as people lose their property. So it's just, it's a melancholy thing in the best of situations.
But the bottom line is, no matter what your means are, no matter what situation you're in, if you find yourself in trouble, there is plenty of help out there. There's financial help. There are ways that if they get to you as soon as possible, you can help a lot of these folks keep their homes.
Absolutely. We've got counseling services that are no charge, and we set up payment plans and stuff. People just need to reach out and touch us early, and we'll do everything we can.
All right. Eric Schertzing is the Ingham County Treasurer. Erica, as you know, we want to be very helpful in this process of putting people in homes and doing what we can. Keep in touch, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.